A beer barn, live music, kids area, touch a truck. Yeah, it's back. Celine Food Truck Festival. It's this weekend, Saturday, June 20th, Father's Day weekend from 4 to 9. What a great way to spend Father's Day with your dad. It's happening at the Washtenaw Council Farm Grounds, and joining us this morning to talk about it on our Celine Area Chamber of Commerce Report, Jamail Akins. I'll get it out, Jamail. Great to have you back here. Executive Director of Celine Area Social Service. Nice to have you here.
Good morning, Lucianne. Thank you, ma'am.
This is a huge event.
Yeah, it's a very exciting time for us. So we started this event a few years ago. Chrissy can dive into the details, but it's really turned out to be a wonderful, fun event. It's an important fundraiser for us as well.
It is indeed. And joining us also at the table here, we welcome Chrissy Myers. She is Community Engagement Manager at Celine Area Social Service. Describe for everyone what your organization does, because you have a vast number of services you provide the community with.
Yes, ma'am. So primarily we're a food pantry, but we also provide emergency assistance for people in need. We wanted to do better and reach more people, so we are expanding our services. So we have been able to add career development programs, which is really exciting because we get to help people with writing resumes, finding jobs, things like that, and the interview skills, which are the things that a lot of people need the most help with. And then this summer, we're doing a summer learning program with kids, which is super fun. They've been having a great time, and we've been able to provide that for free for people in the Celine School District.
I love that. Jamail, this is what is key, because by learning those skills, you're trying to help people have a leg up in society and being able to make it on their own, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Education is such an important factor in getting ahead in life. So I think there's kind of three pillars in life, I would call them. I would say one is faith. Number two is healthy relationships, and then kind of the third thing is education and work. So it's a wonderful opportunity to be able to create some educational opportunities for the kids in the Celine community.
The pantry is really interesting because it's set up like a store, Chrissy, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
And people just go through and they select the items that they need. What kinds of items do you have in the pantry?
Oh, we have everything. So we have fresh produce. We have all kinds of different canned products. We have snacks for kids. We have meat. We have dairy, yogurt. I mean, we have just all kinds of things. Everything you would see at a regular grocery store, we have here.
And Jamail, how do those items get there? How do you acquire them?
Well, that's the great thing. Our community is so supportive. We regularly have community-wide food drives. We also have partnerships with some of the local grocers. Myers, for example, does a Simply Give program. We have a weekly donation from Costco. We also have a partnership with Bush's as well. So between the community and those grocery partners, we're able to keep a pretty well-stocked pantry. And then that's kind of what's drawn us to some of these other opportunities, just trying to have a larger impact with folks as we look at education and resume writing and career development opportunities.
You have a lot of great community support, don't you?
We do. Yeah, we're very fortunate. The community is fully engaged, and we have a pretty large Facebook presence with about 2,500 or 3,000 followers, and then people regularly engage. Good email distribution list, and whenever we put a need out, folks in the community always respond.
That's great. So if you're low on toilet paper or whatever it might be, they're coming in with it, right?
Yeah, that's a funny story. Yes, we had a toilet paper. We do a whiteout. We do a white drive pretty much once a year. But then this past year, we were really short. And you'd be amazed how many people wanted to purchase toilet paper and sponsor it for us. And we were able to get probably 1,000 pounds worth.
Oh my gosh, that's wild.
Yes, I'm not kidding.
And where are you located?
Well, we're located down near the Celine High School, right off Michigan Avenue and Industrial Drive. So we're pretty accessible to all the kids.
Such a critical resource. You service not just the Celine area, though, right? When it comes to the food, is that how this works?
Well, our primary target market is the Celine area school district, and Celine schools pick up part of Ann Arbor and then Pittsfield and all the local townships as well. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, we have three levels of services that we provide. So one, we call them fully qualified clients. So people meet income criteria, which are pretty generous. They're listed on the website. They're 300% of the poverty level. Then the second group is folks that live in the Celine Area School District or their kids attend the Celine Area Schools. And they can come in, and as long as they can verify that information, they get a grocery card and they can go shopping and get whatever they need for the week. And typically, it's about, $225 for a full grocery basket per week, Chrissy?
Yes, sir.
Yes, that can make a big difference for families for working families that are struggling.
Right.
And then the third criteria is anybody that needs food can stop by. We do have what's called to-go bags ready, and we can provide 2 to 3 bags of food, which includes some perishables, some produce, as well as some commodity-type products, which we receive from food gatherers.
Jamail, can you explain what 300% of the poverty level means?
Yes. Well, if you go to our website, there's kind of an outline there. The U.S. Department of Agriculture defines a poverty level each year. And typically, to give you an example, if you get a free lunch at the schools, that's about 200% of the poverty level. So what we were able to do, because of the continued support from the community, and we do have good food supplies, we were able to increase the income requirements.
Right.
So people can make a little bit more and then still qualify.
And
so
you're really keying in on that working, people who are working but just aren't making it. You know, the money's just not enough, especially for the rising food costs that we've seen.
Correct. Yeah. And people say the cost of living is about 4 to 6% per year increase, even closer to 4. But if you go to get gas or buy regular food, we know over the last few years that it's definitely, cost increase is probably closer to 30%. Wages don't keep up with housing cost or increase in food and gas costs. Yeah. We know that. To give you a practical example, if you look at the guidelines, I think for three people in the family, it's right about $99,000 a year. And that's adjusted gross. So that's pretty generous. 20 years ago, $80,000, $90,000 or $100,000 sounded like a lot.
Yeah.
But in today's economy, if you're making $80,000, you're just scraping by. If you're fortunate enough to already have possession of your home, but you have two.
Add rent to that.
And, yes. And rents are averaging $1,500 to $2,000 a month.
Amazing.
So, yep.
I'm glad you explained all of that. It's really critical for people to understand. And I think that helps the community want to give more and want to help out. One way you can do that is by attending a really great event coming up this weekend as we talk with Jamel Akins, Executive Director of Saline Area Social Services, and Chrissy Myers. She is Community Engagement Manager for Saline Area Social Services. Chrissy, tell us all about the Saline Food Truck Festival. It's Saturday, June 20th. 4 to 9 p.m. at the Washtenaw Farm Council grounds.
Yes, ma'am. So we're super excited about it. We have 19 food trucks that are coming, and they're a wide variety. So it's not just a bunch of the same trucks. We have a big variety, and we make sure that we have it so that there's options for people with dietary restrictions as well, because we want everybody to enjoy it. This year, we're doing a beer barn, which is really fun. And in the beer barn, we'll have some live music, so that'll add a lot of energy. So very excited about that. And then we have a kids area that has games and bounce houses. We've got Gaga Ball, face painting, balloons.
Gaga Ball, what's that?
Honestly, I don't really know, but somehow it involves a little circle and a ball, and the kids hit it against the wall.
There's always something new out there that I haven't heard of.
They like it, though. So
okay, kids, Gaga Ball, it'll be this weekend at the Saline Food Truck Festival. Tell us about the food trucks that are going to be there.
Absolutely. So we have all kinds. We've got Impasto. They do Italian wraps. We've got Detroit Sibling Rivalry. We have, let's see, who else? We've got Shawarma Chef. We've got a big variety.
Electric group of foods there.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Yep. And then we always have our drinks, and we have the ice cream and the Detroit mini donuts.
So. Ooh, nice, nice. So if you go online to SalineFoodTruckFestival.com and then you click on the food trucks, you can see everyone in there. Detroit mini donut, the iron, which is waffled cuisine.
Oh, yes. They're one of the favorites.
Bussin' bowls. Oh, that looks good. It looks like they've got a lot of different kind of bowls.
Acai bowls.
Ooh, and the mobile sidebar bartending services, Bear Claw Coffee, Brewster's Real Ice Cream, Stello's Burgers and Loaded Fries.
Oh, yeah.
Vegged out, vegan eats even.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Oh, you're getting every group in there.
Yes, ma'am. Vegan, halal, we got it all.
Tacos, the Brick House Farm to Kitchen, La Rotisserie, Egyptian food, Grand Traverse Pie Company. Pretty incredible when you see this array. Again, SalineFoodTruckFestival.com.
Yes, ma'am. And then W4 is actually doing a live remote there as well.
Our brother station down the hall.
Yes, ma'am.
Excellent. So you'll be able to see our friends from W4 country here with Cumulus Media. So what time is this again?
4 to 9.
4 to 9 this coming Saturday.
Yes, ma'am.
The 20th of June. And what is the cost for this?
So for people 16 and up, it's $5, but kids 15 and under are free. And then all those admission fees and all the profits from the beer barn go straight to SAS.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
That's great.
And then the food trucks are also giving us 10% of their sales as well. So
generally, how much do you make from this event every year? This is about, what, the third or fourth year you've done this, Jamel? Mm-hmm.
So we are on track to make about $50,000 this year.
Wow, fantastic. Mm-hmm. How many years have you been doing this now?
Chrissy is actually the visionary behind it.
Is
How
that
many years,
right?
Chrissy?
This is the fifth year.
Fifth year of this already.
Yes,
wow,
ma'am.
That's great.
Yeah.
And that goes a long way for your organization, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It makes a huge difference.
Yeah. Is this your biggest fundraiser then?
We have this. We also do a fall. We call it the fall ball. It's our fall, our annual fall fundraiser with dinner and auction and that kind of thing. But this has definitely become one of our largest fundraisers, and this will allow us to basically pay our bills for an entire month.
Wow!
So this is a very important fundraiser for us.
Oh, that's great. I'm impressed by all the variety you're going to have at this event. People are going to love it. Any advice for people going out? Because I know sometimes there can be some lines, that sort of thing. I mean, how are you doing the logistics of all of this?
Absolutely. I would definitely recommend that you wear sunscreen.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, I have not before and regretted it. So,
yeah. All right. It's going to be a great event. And then you mentioned the beer barn. So how's that going to be set up? You've got different kinds of beer in there. What are you doing?
Yes, ma'am. So we have a variety of beer and wine. And then we also have some Good Boy vodka lemonade.
Oh, okay.
Tea mixes.
So. Wow. Very nice.
Yeah.
And again, just $5 to get in?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. $5. And then a portion of the other proceeds going to Saline Area Social Service to help out our community here in Washtenaw County. Fantastic. Love to see the variety that's going to be at this event, and a huge turnout every year for this. 4 to 9 p.m. this coming Saturday. I love that W4 Country is going to be out there. Mm-hmm. They're going to have that great country music for people to enjoy while they're eating their delicious food and maybe having a beer or two. Jamil, tell us what the future holds for Saline Area Social Service. What do you see and what are you hoping to do?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, the community is very supportive with us keeping the food pantry stocked. So trying to look at other things that we can do to have a deeper impact with families and kids. We started a small tutoring center this past year. We just had 5 kids and wanted to see if there was a need there and just kind of get our processes going and make sure we can get some volunteers. And then from that, we transitioned to a summer learning camp. So we've hired teachers for the summer. We have 21 kids from the community. We're using local churches because we can't fit that many kids for a program at our food pantry. But yeah, that's been wonderful. The kids are really loving it. A lot of parent involvement, and that's going to go. It's a short program. It's going to be 4 weeks. So we started last week. This is our second week. One of the interesting things about the program, so the kids are doing math and reading during the morning, but on Thursdays, we're taking them for swimming. One of our instructors is able to help us understand that oftentimes children in poverty are at a higher risk for drowning. And if you think about it, you look at going to the local recreation centers or to places that places where you can go swimming, there's typically a financial barrier. So even if you look at a place like the Saline Rec, where the cost is, I don't know what the number is, 50 or 80 bucks a month for a family. If you're working poor, the likelihood that you're going to have almost $1,000 a year to take your kids swimming is not very high. So then the consequence of that is if you do find yourself in a waterbound area, and a lot of times kids think because they're in the bathtub, they can go swimming. So consequently, the low-income kids are at a higher risk for drowning. So what we're able to do is on Thursdays, we take them to the Saline Rec Center and we sponsor it, and they're getting swim lessons.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so that'll be for 4 weeks. And hopefully they won't need it, but if the situation does arise, the kids will have some familiarity and hopefully be able to save themselves and
You've
not get in that situation.
All of life's touch points, from education to exercise, obviously food is a critical resource. Mm-hmm. You've addressed it all at Saline Area Social Services. I commend you for how you've set this up. It's fantastic.
Well thank you for your support. Yeah. It's because we have a generous community that supports us and gives us the opportunity to reach beyond the food. And it's wonderful having great partners and staff like Chrissy and friends in the community like yourself to promote us.
You can support this great cause. Head out to the Food Truck Festival in Saline at the Washtenaw Council Farm Grounds this Saturday from 4 to 9. $5 per person admission fee, kids 15 and under free. And you can help SAS provide food, support, and emergency aid for those in need. Chrissy Myers, great talking with you today.
Thanks for having me.
She's the community manager for Saline Area Social Services, and also Jamil Akins, the executive director. You're listening to the Saline Chamber Report we do every week here on the Lucy Ann Lanch Show. For more information about the Chamber and its members, go to salinechamber.org. And here's that website for the Food Truck Festival. It is salinefoodtruckfestival.com. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.